From newstalkzb.co.nz,
it's Larry Williams.
The Prime Minister has hinted he would be happy to have a referendum on changing the national flag at this year's general election. At a stand-up media briefing today, he mentioned that if there was a will for a change to be made, the final decision would be made by the electorate. To talk about this further, joined by Kyle Lockwood from nzflag.com, which was set up to push for a design change for the flag. And Kyle Lockwood is with me. Kyle, good afternoon to you. Thank you for your time, Kyle. How long have you been wanting change? How long has this nzflag.com been around?
Well, I'm actually not from nzflag.com. I'm from silverfernflag.co.nz. But I've been, I did the design in about the year 2000, so it's been going on for quite a while now.
So silver, obviously you're wanting a silver fern then?
Yes.
Why so?
I think the Union Jack now doesn't really truly represent all New Zealanders, but I also don't think that we should have a silver fern on a black background. I think we should probably incorporate some of the history, i.e. the colours, such as red, white and blue. If you have a look on the internet at silverfernflag.co.nz, you can actually see the design.
And red, white and blue meaning what?
The red is basically representing both Māoridom and also sacrifices during wartime. The blue is representative of the ocean that surrounds New Zealand. And obviously I've incorporated the obviously the Silver Fern and also the Southern Cross.
Okay, so you want the Southern Cross to remain?
Yes, correct. I think it's very important part of our history. We've had it on our flag since 1869. And I think it should continue on the present, on the on a future New Zealand flag.
Okay, would you go for any other design?
That's probably I probably can't really answer that because I'm a bit biased. I don't think Tēnā Rangatiratanga would be the correct flag for us. I think it is quite divisive. I also don't think that an all black style, a silver fern on a black background is ideal either, because if the All Blacks lose a match, it will be hanging on the flagpole and everyone will be looking at it going, ooh, no, that's not quite right. So I think we should have something a wee bit different.
Do you believe that Kiwis want change? There is an appetite for change.
I think as the years have gone by, the appetite for change has increased. I think at the time I designed it, the appetite wasn't quite there. But I think we had the Rugby World Cup in 2011 and things like that. And I think it might be something that happens within 5 to 10, maybe 20 years. But I think it's slowly as the older generations move on, I think it will be something that will occur in the future.
How do you think the government should proceed on this?
I think what the government should do is basically hold a referendum at some point. But I think I don't think the government should force a design on us. I think there should be 5 or 6 designs that are presented to the public and people get to vote on which design. And I think that referendum should include the present national flag as well, so that people can decide, yes, we want to keep the present flag or we want to adopt something else.
All right, but you believe there should be a bunch of options up for the people to ultimately decide at a referendum?
Correct, and I think those should be ones that have gained traction over the years. I think there was one by, I can't pronounce his surname, but it's Hunter Weisler or something like that. But he did a design in 1983, which, and there's also others that are floating around as well that people know about.
Okay, so you wouldn't go along with the government saying, look, it's either what we have at present or a silver fern on a black background and vote yes or no?
No, I don't think so. I think we should have more choice than that, and I think it should be designs that have gained traction over the years in popularity.
All right. You'd support a panel deciding which options to go to referendum?
Yes, definitely. I think it should be something like that.
Thank you for that. What's that website again?
It's www.silverfernflag.co.nz.
Thank you for coming on the program. I do appreciate it. Kyle Lockwood, Newstalk ZB. It is now 4:20.